Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When the two of them are playing, it's not major shock. Like, but I suppose that on paper, Galway were the better team, but you know, Kilkenny well deserved their win. They could have shipped in the 3 or 4 goals in the first half, but their backs were so resilient, and you know they're scattered with you know talent up around the forward line with you know Miriam Walsh and Denise Gall and Katie Nolan. Like, so there's a massive threat for us you know going to the final.
Beat them in the semi-final last year, drew with them below in the league in a horrible day, so maybe a slight edge, but at the end of the day, what happens in All-Ireland Fleadh will, what happens prior to All-Ireland Fleadh will have no bearing.
Yeah, exactly. They're coming into this unbeaten for the whole year. They were beaten twice last year and both times were by a point, so like, you know, on paper they're the better team, but look, yeah, it makes no odds. Like the game down Packy Keeve, you know, was, as you said, was like a hurricane and the rain, and they're still smarting over last year, you know that, like, because the thing we caught them on the hop, it was a 64th minute we got the winner, so that did definitely hurt them. Like I've heard our manager saying it a good few times now over the last week or so, that you know the whole hurt they were from the semi-final last year. So look, they're going to bring a battle. It's up to us now to match that intensity.
Intense rivalry between both sides.
Yeah, it's a healthy, there's a respect, there's a nice respect there as well, you know, between the two teams. Like when they go on the field, they go hell for leather, but like, you know, their management side of things, Jesus, every one of them is someone is the next. So look, the players know each other well. All the games, I don't think there's ever been too much between the two teams. I couldn't imagine being any different this year, like, but yeah, there's a good rivalry, and you know, Cork and Kilkenny always kind of brings up something.
Where do you think the biggest threat will come from Kilkenny and the day?
Their forwards, yeah, their forwards are very strong. Like their backs don't concede too much, but their forwards are very strong. You know, they're like if the physicality with Miriam Walsh, but they, you know, she can move, and Katie Nolan's a flyer around the place, and Denise Gall from dead balls especially is just lethal. Like, you know, she had a bit of an off day the other day in the semi final, but that might go against us as well because she's a good game coming again. Like.
Defensively though, Cork were very good against Waterford. Maybe one, they got one goal chance, but the likes of Libby, Laura and these guys, Maeve Cahalan, quality players, so they'll know what to expect.
Absolutely. Like we've a lot of experience back there now between the three of them, as you say, and kind of there's the other three girls, Laura and Saoirse and Maeve Murphy, like they're youthful around the place. So there's a nice mix there, but you know, you need that kind of a spine. Libby, like I don't think I ever saw the girl under pressure in my life. Like she's just unique. And Laura, you know, she marshals anything, and she was a big loss. We missed her when she was away, but it's great to have her back. But look, yeah, we've fierce fate in the backs, and Amy Lee inside and goal has been solid, and her puck outs have been very good. So, yeah.
And Aisling Thompson, when she came on the last day, I know we spoke about it. Now she has a 2-week run into this game. She's a key player for Cork. No distractions. How important she'll be.
Oh, Aisling's a big, big player for us. She has always been since I've been involved. She's always been a massive classes in the field, and you know, just her presence around the place, like, you know. Again, she's never one of these kind of people. Like, if you want to go physical with her, she'll match all day. But like, her hurling skills are ridiculous. Like, and she's a great leader out in the field.
Yeah, finished the last day match. It was good. So obviously, it was very strong. Scored the last 8 points. So obviously, the fitness levels are quite good. Between now and then, you wouldn't have done a whole lot to improve on that.
No. We had a game there tonight. No, I think it was 25, 30 minutes with a bit of training before it. But no, there's no point at this stage. Like. Just keep them fresh and keep them, you know, training, keep everything, like, you know, when tonight's over, you know, with the media, just keep everything as calm as we can. We're going at the Parky Ring to get out of everything, the way people won't be done watching us. You know, it's not being anything, we're just concentrating on the players, just trying to keep the pressure off them.
And that's what you need to do. It's your job to make sure they're fully focused on the day.
Absolutely, because, like, you know, the fact we were there last year and we were there for the league final this year as well, they know what to expect. But, you know, not to get carried away with the drama. Like, it's great, and we're hoping we get a big support up there, and, you know, all the clubs come up and follow their players, like, because they've been massive ambassadors for them. And, you know, we hope to get the support, but that's all they have to worry about, is just going out. You know, all the stuff about tickets and banquets and all that, it's all put away. You know, we've it all sorted. Don't want to worry about that. No, put the heads down and concentrate on what they're doing.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.